I mean, the flip side is I'm gonna have to spend $100,000 on that surgery where they break your bones and make you
That's true,
taller.
to get to be half an inch taller.
No, it's a lot more than that, dude.
How much more?
Like 4 inches.
No, really?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I
Interesting.
take girl. If you wanted to grow a half inch, I'm sure you could figure out lifts would be enough.
It's true.
I mean, I need to. I'm 5'2".
That's true.
You know, I'm trying to get to 6'7".
So you're going
So
lifts. You're gonna break your fucking.
I'm breaking all my bones, dude.
Yeah. Ooh, even your dick bone, which
Yeah,
everyone
I'm
has,
having
by the
all of
way.
my joints shattered,
Beautiful.
and then.
Fingers?
Yeah, everything.
Lengthening them.
My skull.
Oh,
I'm gonna have all my
really?
bones pulverized, and then they're gonna put me in a giant vacuum with a hose that comes down and goes directly into my lungs. So I'm gonna be
Interesting.
tube-fed air to
Okay.
stay alive, nutrients through IV, and then you keep me in that fucking vacuum till I've expanded.
Ah,
Yeah,
like a sea
like a
monkey.
bathtub suicide.
Yes,
Then I'll get all the girls
Perfect, dude.
with
Just
my.
be spongy and round and fucked up,
Yeah.
waterlogged.
Just on my, like, yeah, just a purple fucking mess on the ground in a puddle. But then on my Tinder bio, I put 6'7". Women are like, well, he does look like a corpse. He's a, he does look like a rotten eggplant. Like a
Right on.
fucking, yeah, melted beanbag chair.
Ooh, hell
Like the
yeah.
vinyl fucking caught on fire.
That sounds hot,
But,
dude. I'd fuck a vine. I'd
hey,
fuck a big beanbag chair
you know
looking
the
bitch.
rules. You know, because everybody wants a tall. I almost said the N word. I almost did it. Everybody wants. You know,
Tall
you got to
guy?
be tall these days. I remember it used to be because look, I'm 4'11". You know, and
Sure, yes.
20 years ago, guys like me were respected.
Yes. Put on a nice fucking suit.
Yeah,
a fedora that gave you six extra
in the
inches of height.
1930s, the average male height was 3'6".
The basket. See, the Mexicans haven't grown since then. They all used to be basketball players back then. That's a little known fact. When the WNBA first launched, it was all Mexican men. So,
And it stood for where? What is the NBA?
yeah, they originally sent us contractors to build the hardwood floors for the NBA, but then they just started their own league while searching for the location of the NBA. Yeah, bro.
I've looked into it, man. I was also going to do that thing that African women do, where you put rings around your neck to make my,
Your neck bigger, longer.
Then I just go
Interesting.
on dates with women. They're like, "How tall are you?" I'm like 6'4". My shoulders are like at their waist.
Sounds pretty good, dude.
Yeah. Then, like, we're walking down the street and like. There's like a tube hanging off of some building that's under construction, but for whatever reason, the tube is hooked up to like a vacuum on the top
Uh-oh,
floor.
you get
It like sucks air in.
Yes.
And then she's like going through her purse and her keys get sucked up the tube. And she's like, "Oh no, my keys." And I'm like, "I got this." And then I just stick my long head of that tube and I
Oh
get the.
yeah.
And then all the guys on the street are jealous because none of them have a 4.5 foot long neck.
Of course, dude.
Yeah.
You stunted on them,
I
dude.
did.
You bird neck. You ostriched all over those motherfuckers. You got that big ostrich neck.
Hell yeah.
That sounds pretty good. The surgery I would like is not elective. It's the one I need.
Yeah.
Bro, this motherfucker grabbed.
What do you mean I don't need surgery to make my neck 3 feet
You
long?
think you need that?
Yes.
Will you die if you don't have it?
Here's the thing, man. You don't need a tooth.
That's,
You got like 30 of them. I only have one neck and it's not long enough.
That's true, man. I'm being selfish. Fuck. You're
Yeah.
right. Well, my neck's not long. Do I need the surgery?
No, because you're morbidly obese. I'm
First of all, I am regularly obese.
I'm basically physically perfect, except for.
Except for your short ass neck. Everywhere you go, people are like, "Look at that little fucking short neck piece of shit. His body's so beautiful. His calves, his pecs,
Yeah.
works of God."
That's what they say.
But the neck, that little fucking squat piece of shit.
I know, dude.
Damn. I'm sorry, man. Everyone has been saying that, and it's been hard on me because I agree with them. Your neck is disgusting,
Yeah.
but I love you so much. I always have your back. But now that you're bringing it up, yeah, you
Yeah.
have a fucked up neck.
Yeah. You know what you should get as an implant is like a little eight ball. Like
Ooh,
a
a
little.
magic eight ball?
Yeah, like it's
I
got
shake
the.
my head up and
No,
down.
no, no. Just like, you know how with somebody, if I always, when I was a kid, I would fantasize about losing my eye so I could get it replaced or
Oh,
something.
hell
Like an
yeah.
eight ball. I was always thought that would be badass, dude.
That would have been
just
badass,
just in second
dude.
Grade, eight ball off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Looking fucked up and shit. Looking like you just got your shit
just sell cocaine.
Split open at a fucking pool hall.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a horrible accident happened.
That's all I wanted, dude, is a horrific eye injury when I was a kid. I remember my first girlfriend. There was some guy,
she used
to fuck, or some guy she was friends with who had a missing eye, and I remember I was very insecure about that guy had a cool scar.
He
got shot in the eye.
I wanted a scar. Yeah. I wanted a scar,
and she
too.
Would talk about it, too, in the way that would make me insecure. She's like, that's so hot, I want to fuck him so bad. I was probably 17.
Okay. This is the girl who's doing heroin?
Now, yeah. And at the time she wasn't. I mean, okay. She had pills here and there, but sure. Her life went to shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. After she got that mole dog dick.
Yeah, well, after she left me for some guy that got shot in the face.
Yeah. I wanted a scar. I don't remember who. Not Scar. I didn't fuck with Scar from The Lion King.
Tom Berenger in
The Mask?
In Platoon.
No, I didn't see Platoon till later. That's a good movie, though.
That's a good scar.
I don't remember the scar, actually.
Yeah.
But did the villain from The Mask
have a scar?
It's fucked up.
You know, because here's the thing. A little baby boy is born, and they, like, mangle its dick.
Not everyone's, pal.
Not everyone's, but I'm saying.
Someone's got a nice little song.
You know how fucking mad I am? I don't remember being circumcised. I don't give a shit. It looks better. I don't
care. I see where you're going.
Yeah. Cut my face off.
Yep, yeah.
If you're going to remove the head of my dick, you're going to do something that fucked up. Mm-hmm. I want a scar going from the top of my head all the way down my cheek, through my eye, slice through my eyeball.
You want to lose functionality in one of your eyes. Okay.
I want one of those glossy white ones with the red line down the middle. And, you know, if you go to a nice hospital, give me the eight ball.
Yeah, yeah. And of course.
Just, you know. Give
Your
me
family
a,
has money.
Just
give me an eight ball.
Yeah, I want to be like one of those rich.
One of those rich babies with a scar down his whole fucking forehead and an eight ball in his eye.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, dude. And then fucking cunt destroyer tattooed across my neck.
Yeah, you know, in fucking hoity-toity Connecticut, you'll fucking pop into a fucking gas station on a road trip, and you'll just see some fucking kid with perfect blonde hair and just a fucking flame tattoo.
Look at that rich baby.
That rich baby with a couple slurs on his forehead.
Yeah, yeah. No, but for real, though, I wouldn't be mad at my parents if they had the doctor slice my face open in various different ways, you know, really make me look like a fucked up badass dude. And then, you know, maybe I don't need the circumcision at that point.
That's right.
Because what's circumcision supposed to do? Keep your dick clean? The only women that are going to be fucking you if you have a bunch of horrific facial scars
already have chlamydia.
Virgins.
Oh, virgins.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because the only people that are attracted to that are morons.
Ah, I see.
You know,
I was
going to
say whores that maybe, you know, had some rough stuff happen to them in their childhood, actually. Oh. That would have been my guess.
Yeah.
Like that girl, there's no way she had a chill childhood.
Which girl?
Your first girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. No, not at all.
Yeah, yeah. So
yeah.
Yeah, decidedly
for sure, no.
Not chill stuff probably happened.
Yeah.